We have not played the WSW What Was Left in the Lunchroom game. And well, the last time we played it was the neon clock.
Yes.
Remember? Which is still proudly displayed in our studio.
It is.
Pat Johnston actually responsible for that.
Yeah.
The clock, which was in a box, and we discovered actually worked both the clock and the neon lighting.
It does.
Which we are witnessing right now, as a matter of fact.
Just plugged it in.
This is a game that started, a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. When there were people in the building.
When they're exactly right. And when we do a brief reminder for you that it all started because somebody left some seaweed in the lunchroom, and we were intrigued by that.
It's called nori.
Well, it's seaweed.
Whatever it was left, it didn't go anywhere. Somebody eventually grabbed it. I can't remember how. I think somebody was shamed into finally taking it on.
Right.
Then we had other things like the German chocolate advent calendar.
That was great.
The spa set.
Yeah.
The remember the holiday seat and wheel covers? Remember, it was just one seat, though. It wasn't a pair. It was just the one. The Halloween candy that's been left at various times. The hamburger helper, which I think that was
that
yours,
was me.
Right?
Yeah, that was me.
But that
yeah.
went quickly.
Right, right.
Food usually does go quickly, except for the seaweed.
I think one time I brought in dishwasher detergent, too.
Oh, yes, dishwasher detergent. And the Tide Pod.
Yes.
Yes, and the Downy packet. So
well, some of that stuff would go even faster now with the prices in the stores.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was just, it's people leave it and people grab it. It's, it's sometimes amusing. And sometimes we try to figure out exactly who left what. Recently, there was something that was left, and I did not get a chance to grab this. In fact, Dave, you actually made a grab for something that was left. It was very practical.
Someone left some, they call them melamine or melmac dishes or whatever.
Oh,
we never had plates around here. There were about 8 or 10 plates.
Oh.
So we put them in the cupboard because every now and then someone's saying, I can't find a plate around here.
So it was
now we
very
do.
Practical.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Amazing.
The other morning when I walked in, there was a bag sitting there.
Oh.
And this has to be perhaps the most unusual and perhaps the most beautiful leaving of something in the WSW lunchroom.
Beautiful. All right.
Really?
I will now bring forth. And Pat Johnston, by the way, the official photographer of the Morning Team Show, will take a picture, which I'll post on the Morning Team Show page so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. I guess I'd call them night light. I mean, lamp for nightstands. Somebody left a pair of lamps.
Lamps.
Oh.
And these are very beautiful.
They look like a turn of the century kerosene lamp almost. They're not, but
But they have that
style, that look to them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very beautiful.
Nice set.
Maybe a foot tall. Little small lamps. Yeah. Left in this bag right here.
If you're not going to use them, I'll tell you where someone could use those. Impact Designs. They'd love to have something down at the rescue mission to help move some people into a new home.
I'm not going to use them, I can tell you. No. Nothing against him. It's just not.
No, that's very
my style.
Nice
that was left in the lunchroom.
And left in the lunchroom in a bag with the it captioned on the bag. Useful free stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that is.
Oh. Those are very nice.
Aren't they something?
That's a great idea, and that'll avoid wars in the building.
Meg would love to have those. She put those to good use, and they do a great job in some of the homes they help people move into.
They're, like I said, they're matching.
Yeah.
That's why I thought they were like little nightstands.
Good looking.
Nightstand.
Good looking, yeah.
But this is like, wow.
very nice.
I had to look up online and see what the value is, if there is any. But I like your idea there, Dave, the donation. Now, I have not tested these because I didn't realize. I had not pulled these out of the bag yet.
Well,
this is the first time.
Outlet right here. I could give it a shot.
Plug this in and
see if it works.
See if there's light in there. Yeah.
And that may not mean as bad if it doesn't light. It could just mean it needs a new bulb.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too.
Is there a bulb in there?
There's a bulb in there. Bulb. Yep.
Okay. Let's see here.
You got... You got to have turn. Is there a switch on there, Pat?
You would think.
Uh-oh. Is this just a...
It could be Pat-proof that I can't figure out how to turn it on. Ah! Oh, there we go.
There you go. I see light.
Yes. Here, Dave.
All right.
Very nice. Yeah.
It gives off a little pleasant glow. That's
sure
nice.
Do me a favor.
All right.
Donate them first, then look up the value.
Well,
interesting. Okay. They're pretty, though.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. They're very nice.
Yeah, when they light up.
This is something like my, that would be in my grandmother's house.
It has that look.
Yeah, it has that classic look.
It does.
Right.
Wow.
As I said, it might
this
be.
Is better than the dishwasher detergent at that time.
It's
the seaweed.
It rivals the neon clock, I must say.
I would say so, yeah.
Because it has some light.
Yeah.
So depending on your taste. But is that ball? Is that ball flickering?
It is. Yeah.
It's a different type of
ball.
Oh,
what'd you just do?
I don't know.
He touched the base, and it's straight. Maybe that's how you turn it on by touching it.
Oh, it's a touch lamp.
Touch lamp.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Hey,
there's the little flicker.
There
medium.
You go. There
it's a three-way bulb in there, too. Oh, bonus!
Oh, well, that is just lovely, ladies and gentlemen. Just lovely.
Oh, my gosh.
Do both of them work? You said there were two.
Well, let me... Okay.
Plug in the other one.
Pat? All right, let's try this one,
too. I feel like I'm on QVC or something. All right. Okay.
Let's find out. So Pat's going to go with the second one.
Tied up.
Oh, the cord's tied up. Yeah. Okay, well, that's okay. All right, we'll put it on the floor and check it out for you here.
That's not lighting up right now.
Uh-oh.
Touch it again.
Anyway. Maybe that one has the bad bulb.
Yeah, it could be. Anyway, yeah, that one's not working.
Okay. Mm. But we would assume it would work probably with a new bulb, because who knows how old these bulbs are? Who knows how old these lamps are? And who knows where they came from? Anyone recognize?
There's no, writing on this. No idea. We need idea where they came from.
We need a little handwriting analysis of all the people in the building here. You didn't pop in, Art, and just drop something off, did you?
Nope.
Okay.
No, Art pops in, usually picks something up. He gets a daily delivery here.
That's a good point. Well, there
I did drop off some martini glasses, and they were gobbled up within minutes.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I did, yeah.
When did you do that?
Check out Jody
earlier
K.
in the week. Oh, Jody K.
Jody K. grabbed those.
Oh, from the moose? She got them.
Well,
okay.
I see. I didn't. The only way I get it is if I arrive early in the morning and somebody left it in the previous night.
Right.
Because if it's left at the time that people are in the building, it's gone like that. I don't have a chance to procure it to play this game. All right, so usually we put these back in the lunchroom to see what happens, but these, no, we'll see if we can't find a way to make a donation.
Oh, yeah, I think these will go. I like Dave's idea. Yeah. I like Dave's idea
those
a lot.
Those are very nice.
Yep.
We'll put a picture up on the...
they're getting more and more valuable.
Morning Team Show page at WSUW.com, and we bring, have that for you there, so you can check it out if you'd like. And we play this game because we know... at other people in their places of business, no doubt have probably had the same kind of things happen when people bring things in from home and leave them because they don't know what else to do with them.
Like the Brita, the faucet filters that I saw on the table this week. Yeah. Very valuable.
The other other option, you know, is we can keep them and find the Antiques Roadshow.
Right. That's you can do that.
Wouldn't that be one of those cool stories? Where did you find these? Well, they were left in the lunchroom. Oh, my gosh!